Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting third. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Ali Clark. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Gromek. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Steve Gromek. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ferris Fane. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Billy Hitchcock. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Kermit Wall. Batting eighth. The catcher, Joe Tipton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Alex Kellner. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Alex Kellner. And now, play ball. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen takes first base on ball four. Easter moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gordon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow takes first base on ball four. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kellner, and towards Hitchcock, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive towards third. Wall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall juggles the ball. That's an error on Wall. Steve Gromek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromek hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fane is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gromek fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-1 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Rosen moves to second. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain fields it and throws to third for the out. Doby moves to second. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Fain reaches second base with a double. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. Hitchcock takes first base on ball 4. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-1 in the game. Wall hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Grimek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimek is 0-for-1 in the game. Grimek strikes out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-2 in the game. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0-for-2 in the game. Gordon hits a line drive into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0-for-1 in the game. Tipton hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0-for-1 in the game. Kellner hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-2 in the game. Joost hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Kellner covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Indians nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-2 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Moses for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vallo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Fain hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Clark. Fain reaches second base with a double. Vallo goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Athletics. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hitchcock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Fain trying to get to home. Kennedy throws the ball into Hegan who tags Fain who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians nothing. the Indians will come to bat. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 2 in the game. Clark hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0 for 2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to second. Two outs. Ray Murray pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Murray reaches third base with a triple. Kennedy scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 3 in the game. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila pinch runs for Lou Boudreau. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 3 in the game. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Avila now playing shortstop. Ray Murray now catching. Sam Zaldak now pitching. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 2 in the game. Wall hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 2 in the game. Tipton hits a pop-up towards short. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 2 in the game. Kellner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Zaldak covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wall fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Dobie hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0 for 3 in the game. Joost hits a pop-up towards short. Avila settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 3 in the game. Moses hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallow hits a fly ball into left field. Clark settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Chapman takes first base on ball 4. Moses moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2 for 3 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards first. Easter scoops it up and throws to first, with Zaldak covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ali Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0 for 3 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 2, Athletics, 2. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Murray hits a line drive towards short. Juiced reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hitchcock hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0 for 3 in the game. Wall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Tipton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tipton is 0 for 3 in the game. Tipton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 0 for 4 in the game. Gordon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallo. Rosen reaches second base with a double. There goes Easter trying to get to home. Vallo throws the ball into Juiced, who relays the ball to Tipton, who tags Easter, who came all the way from first, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 0 for 3 in the game. Kellner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Eddie Juiced is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Juiced is 0 for 4 in the game. Juiced hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it, throws to second, with Avila covering, 4-1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 4 in the game. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon misplays the ball. That's an error on Gordon. Moses moves to second. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hitchcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Allie Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-4 in the game. Clark hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Kennedy reaches second base with a double. Sam Zaldak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zaldak is 0-for-1 in the game. Zaldak hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kennedy scores. Zaldak moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Ray Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hitchcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hitchcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hitchcock hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kermit Wall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wall is 0-for-4 in the game. Wall hits a line drive towards short. Avila reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 3, and Philadelphia Athletics, 2. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.